Do you feel too full after meals like your digestion could use a little support? Try Bitterex from Quiksilver Scientific. Bitterex is a blend of botanical bitter extracts designed to support healthy digestion and your body's natural digestive processes. Bitter herbs have been used for centuries to support digestive function, helping stimulate digestive activity. Just a few pumps before meals make Quiksilver Scientific's Bitterex easy to add to your routine. Get 10% off and free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast for 10% off and free shipping. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to our Sunday Talks, an exclusive series for the patrons of the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's reading was edited and adapted from Things to Live For by James Russell Miller, published in 1896. All life is serious. We are not butterflies to flutter a little while in the air and then drop into the dust. The words we speak and the things we do are not snowflakes dropping into the water, a moment white, then gone forever, but are the beginnings of immortalities. We are not done with anything in life as it passes from our hands. Nothing is indifferent. There is a moral character in all that we do. Either we are blessing the world or sowing the seed of a curse on those around us. It becomes us, therefore, to give conscientious thought to our entire life. Words are wonderful things. They may become adornments in the life of the one to whom they are spoken. They may give happiness, courage, comfort, or inspiration. Indeed, there have been single words which have changed destinies. Then there are also words which are only rubbish. Wood chips, hay and stubble. Too much of the common conversation of the street, cafe and table is poor building material to put into human lives. Too much of it is only idle words. Too much is criticism of the absent. Hurtful gossip about people. Too much of it is wrangling and bitterness. Beyond words, we must think of our companionships, for our companions make us. Every person who takes a half-mile walk with us, or talks with us 10 minutes, lays something on the walls of our life and character. The books we read also do their part in our character building, for they mold our thoughts. As we think, so we grow. Trifling thoughts create a flippant, shallow life. Sad thoughts, a somber character. Reverent thoughts, a life on which rests the hallowed marks of divinity. Not only do reverent thoughts go into the walls of our own life, but when they are uttered, they go out into the world and build themselves into the character of others, becoming impulses and inspirations in people's hearts. A reverent life is a life of activity. Action is necessary to health, while inaction produces death. Someone once said that the stars would die in their orbits, but for their unceasing motion. Meanwhile, the water that rests stagnates. One of the most prolific causes of an unhappy, unhealthy life, in all its phases, is inaction. It was a wise physician who prescribed for a morbid, unhappy patient. Do something for somebody. There is a blessing in doing, in helping others, in making something beautiful. Work is a means of grace. Margaret Fuller said that all the good she had ever done had been done by calling on the highest in every person she met. Therein lies the secret of a reverent, worthwhile life. We should look for the best and highest in every person we meet, and then strive to call it out. look at everything through kindly eyes. If we do this, there will be no more envy, no more jealousy, no more censoriousness, no more uncharitableness. Having a pure, generous love in our heart, we shall find in every other life something beautiful, or at least something that, through the nourishing of our love, may grow into beauty. And thus we shall really be calling on every person for their best.